Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Homecoming, reunion. For Christians, we're just passing through. This world is not our home. You may have heard the phrase that we should be careful not to be so heavenly minded that we are no earthly good. God thought it an important perspective. Jesus Christ told his disciples that he was going away to prepare a home for them. Although we have a lot to do before we die or his return, I'm excited constantly about our homecoming and the reunion that will be. Heaven is where God is, so that's where we want to be. And we will be in the presence of those who have gone before as well. There will be no more death or dying there, and we will finally enjoy peace and rest from all the cares and concerns of this world. God dwells in heaven. Listen to Deuteronomy 26. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Matthew 6. Jesus instructed the disciples to pray this way: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Mark 16. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. I expect that we will fellowship with a huge number of others there. Just listen to the verses from Hebrews where we read about the halls of faith. Hebrews 11. It was by faith that the people of Israel marched around Jericho for 7 days, and the walls came crashing down. It was by faith that Rahab, the prostitute, was not destroyed with the people in her city who refused to obey God, for she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight. And then in chapter 12, Hebrews, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily traps us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. There'll be no more dying there. Look at Isaiah 25. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth. For the Lord hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We've waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. Our future is where God is. Psalm 16. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there's fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah 60. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Isaiah 64. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. Jesus Christ told his disciples in John 14, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Heavenly Father, please bring rest to the souls of your children, calm the storms of life, and bless them with your rest today as we look forward to eternity with you in heaven.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.